Hello. Thank you for listening to Afternoon Tea Detective Hour. This month, we're replaying our very first episode, Peaches and Crime, while we work on an exciting new adventure that you'll start to hear in March. For now, put on the kettle, sit back, relax, and enjoy Peaches and Crime.
E.G. Lavender, one of the great detectives of our time, tells harrowing and thrilling stories of mystery and adventure. This is the Afternoon Tea Detective Hour. E.G., how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you. I've just been writing down some of my old adventures for a book I'm writing.
Well, would you be willing to share one of those stories with our radio audience?
Well, of course. Just let me... Ah, yes, here's a good one. Let me tell you of the first case where I ever crossed paths with the infamous Lady Grey. I like to call this one Peaches and Crime. I was sitting in my office one day, sipping some Gong Fu-style oolong and filling my case notes from my tussle with the infamous oversteeper. That's when she walked in. She was wearing a long blue velvet dress and a white fur stole. Under her perfectly combed gray hair, there was a look in her eye like the devil himself. I should have known she was trouble right off the bat.
Are you Private Detective E.G. Lavender?
That's what it says on the sign, isn't it? What can I do for you?
Well, my precious collection of porcelain peach teacups have gone missing. They're nearly priceless, but I fear my conniving business partner may have found a price for them.
This sounds like it may be within my area of expertise. Sit down. Tell me more. Her story was one I'd heard 100 times before. Two people start a business together, one gets ambitious and wants to branch out, the other one gets jealous and resorts to a sabotage. In this case, the theft of the precious teacups. You see, Lady Grey and her business partner, Rose Peony, had a little tea house called Peaches and Cream. The crowning glory of their little establishment was Lady Grey's antique peach-themed tea set. Customers would wait in line and pay extra to be served on that peach tea set. Are you sure it wasn't one of your customers who took the set?
That would have been my first thought, but it happened overnight. We had the set locked in a safe overnight.
And only you and Miss Peony know the combination?
Yes.
No one else? No employees or anything?
No, we don't give the servers that information.
Her story seemed all right. But I wanted to make sure it wasn't the only side of the story. I met up with Miss Rose Peony at the tea house the very next day.
You hear about the tea set, then? I don't know how it could have happened. Lady Grey was the last one out that night. She secured the safe.
And where were you that evening? You weren't the last one out?
Oh, no. I was staying the night at a friend's. I was running a table at the Berkeley High Tea Festival, so I stayed with her instead of driving all the way back.
Interesting. And what's the name of this friend?
Patricia Potter, the Potter of Pine Street.
So, she had an alibi. That is, if this Potter of Pine Street person checked out. So you're Patricia Potter, the Patricia Potter of Pine Street?
Yeah, that's me. What do you want?
What were you doing on the night of August 27th?
I was tearing down after the Burke High Tea Fest. Came home? Went to bed. My friend Rose was sleeping on the couch. One sec. I should get that.
That checked out, at least. But I had to consider the possibility that Pat was in on the job.
Hey, it's for you.
For me? I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, Private Investigator E.G. Lavender?
That's me.
Hi, I'm Dandelion Root, Lady Grey's personal assistant. She wanted me to call and let you know that the peach tea set has been safely returned.
Returned? Now that's a twist I'm interested in. I'm on my way over now.
Oh, that won't be necessary.
Thanks, Miss Potter. You've been very helpful.
You're welcome. Anytime.
This threw a wrench in the entire thing. Even if Rose Peony was guilty in conspiring with Potter, why would she return the mugs right when her alibi was being confirmed? On the other hand, if she was being framed by her business partner, it would make sense that Lady Grey would return the cups and try and call off the investigation before I figured out what was really going on. The only question was, why'd you do it, Lady Grey?
This is absurd, Lavender. Why would I steal my own cups? I don't need your services anymore, so please leave.
What's this? Is this arginine residue? I'm starting to develop a theory.
You know I'm not paying you for this, right?
You wanted to expand into making your own teas with a new silent business partner. Not just any teas, though. Psychoactive, mind-controlling teas using illegal memory-altering drugs. Rose Peony took issue, and you wanted her out of the business, so you tried to frame her.
How could you? You were my private detective. You were supposed to follow the leads I gave you. This isn't the end, Lavender. It goes deeper than you know. Soon, the whole world will be under my control.
Sorry your little plan didn't work out this time, Lady Grey. Maybe next time, don't hire such a good detective. And that's how I solved the mystery of the missing teacups. And uncovered a conspiracy that could rock the entire world. But that's a story for another time.
Absolutely riveting! Thanks again for speaking with us today. Be sure to join us next time, gang, for another Afternoon Tea Detective Hour!